Kendall Frazier. I'm the Chief Operating Officer for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
All right, Kendall, we are going to look back on 2003 and the cow that stole Christmas. Tell us what happened 10 years ago this week and what impact that had on the U.S. beef cattle industry.
Well, we at NCBA received a phone call from USDA at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time that a cow from Washington State had been diagnosed with BSE. And we immediately started to implement a crisis management plan that we had worked on for nearly 10 years in anticipation of that moment. So our CEO, Terry Stokes, called a meeting of some of our policy staff, communications, issues management staff, and we immediately started to work the issue and activated a dark website that we had prepared for just this kind of event, if it ever happened. And we updated our talking points, our message points, started communicating with our board, all our stakeholders and our state organizations, and immediately had four or five spokespersons that started doing interviews with media. The other thing we did is we scheduled a news conference for the media an hour after Secretary Veneman was scheduled to announce the first case. And we had 150 news media from throughout the United States on a, what we called an industry call an hour after Secretary Veneman's news conference to give an industry perspective. And all of these activities were designed to reassure American consumers that the American beef supply was safe.
And that helped domestically, but what impact did we have internationally as a result of that incident?
Well, immediately, countries around the world that we traded with, who imported U.S. beef products, who we exported to, immediately closed their borders to U.S. beef. And that was a tremendous fallout for our industry. And we just now, this year, 10 years later, have reached the levels from a volume standpoint of beef exports that we had on December 23rd, 2003. It's been a long road back to regain that volume of exports that we had in December of 2003.
And as a matter of fact, we just had the final rule, final BSE rule, approved just last month, right?
That's correct. Cindy, as we look back on this, we started looking at what was happening in Europe and primarily the United Kingdom in the mid-1990s. And the BSE was raging through Europe. It was raging in the United Kingdom. And we started working with the government to take some steps to safeguard the U.S. beef industry. One of those things that we did was a ruminant-to-ruminant feed ban. We supported that. FDA did that. Obviously, some other steps have been taken, the removal of specified risk material, the ban on downer cows, and a robust BSE surveillance program here in the United States. All those things together has resulted in the World Organization for Animal Health, OIE, setting our risk status now in the United States. Our status now is negligible risk. So there is very, very low risk of having BSE in the United States.
One of the countries where this had the biggest impact on our exports was Japan. And we did have some improvement earlier this year, but there's still some issues with Japan. We're not up to full status with beef as we were before this incident, are we?
That's correct. First thing that the Japanese did was shut us out of the market. And then a few years later, they allowed us to import beef from cattle under 20 months of age who do not carry, there's no problem with those aged cattle. And then earlier this year, they moved that age restriction up to 30 months or younger. So the market is still not open, although we are selling a lot of beef product into Japan now, And hopefully in the not-too-distant future, they'll fully lift all restrictions on U.S. beef.
Are there any other countries where we still have restrictions because of that incident?
There are still some out there that are restricting our product. But for the most part, most of the countries have opened back up again. I think people around the world now realize that this is a dying disease. And as long as you put these interlocking firewalls in place, and you have them in place, this disease will ultimately die out around the world. So hopefully we'll have wide open markets regarding BSE in the not too distant future.